Just a quick session on Azure IoT, just to go into a little bit more detail on what I covered this morning during the keynote. And we will cover a few things. So the why IoT is becoming so popular and how you can look at it, the offerings that Microsoft has, and any announcements that we've had at Build or since then, right? And a couple of nice demos as well, or quick demos. So IoT itself, it's being seen at least as the next wave of evolution in computing. So as much as we started with lots of PC to a few mainframes, lots of smartphones to a few PCs, now we are seeing that IoT devices are becoming the next wave of computing. And one thing that's interesting is there's a few laws that we see that sort of back this up as well. So especially the one in the middle, Metcalfe's law, the value of a network is the combination of all the nodes that are interconnected. So the more devices we have, the more value that this network will have. So you might start with a simple idea with one device, and you can then start thinking of different things that you can do with IoT. So what if my things can tell me when I go someplace that I shouldn't be? So you're monitoring something that should be within a specific area in a city or in a building, and it went out of there and you need a notification. Or what if you can use predictive analytics and machine learning to predict when things are going to break before they do? And so on and so forth, right? What if I knew where my things were all the time? And all of that can be enabled by IoT. So you start with a device. The device starts generating data, just like the simple one that I showed this morning, generating temperature telemetry. You then decide you need to secure this device. You want only that device to be able to connect to your server side or to upload data to your specific Azure IoT hub. Then getting insights into that data that it's generating. And finally, you then extrapolate this to lots of devices. And when I mean lots, I mean millions of devices for one solution, right? Monitoring all of that, looking for insights into it, managing and updating the software on those. And this is really hard when you have millions of devices. How do you manage and maintain all of those devices? Finally, visualizing and managing, I mentioned already, but visualizing the data that they are generating and getting insights into that. So it can get complicated really quickly, and this is what we're trying to solve with Azure. And the whole Azure IoT suite, and then with Azure IoT Hub now helping you connect those devices up to Azure. So just to cover some of the offerings that we have. So like I mentioned this morning, the IoT suite itself is a set of reference architectures that you can go and create a new solution that is composed of several other parts of Azure that will help you. The more specific IoT one is Azure IoT Hub, which understands how to talk to your devices. Basically, sending commands to it and receiving commands from it, and then talking to specific protocols that are industry standards for management as well of those devices. The next one is Stream Analytics, where you can determine and process the data as is coming into Azure, not just after everything is in blob storage and you have to have a separate process going into there and analyzing the data. This is actually going through a pipe of that sees it as a stream and then analyzes that and can identify, say, in the last 5 minutes, were there more than five sensors that went over a specific temperature? And I keep going to temperature, but you can extrapolate any sort of solution based on this, right? And then storage, Azure storage specifically, because it's really cheap for you to store a lot of data there that is coming in from your devices or any phones or wherever you're getting telemetry from. Azure App Service and Logic Apps for you to both host the visual side of it, but also automate workflows. And then finally, Power BI if you want to create really nice looking graphics and allow your customers to interact with the visuals of what you are seeing and from the data that you're collecting. So quite a lot of different offerings here. There's a few more that you can use as well, like Azure Event Hubs and et cetera, and Azure Functions, like I mentioned this morning. So it's quite broad, the support, and it really depends on what you want to do with the data that you're collecting. Cool. And the next one is just to show you, don't forget, you know, like I mentioned, there's quite a lot inside of the Azure platform. And at the moment, we're just covering the analytics and IoT. But keep in mind that the platform itself is quite broad and very robust. And anything that you need to do on a cloud platform, Azure can offer that for you. So that's where IoT Suite comes in. And let's go into more specific details of what the one I showed you this morning is actually doing behind the scenes. First one, IoT Hub to talk to my devices. And then all the data that comes in from IoT Hub goes into Stream Analytics. And Stream Analytics, in this case, is just being used to take the data into two different paths. So this is the code path, where we're going to store all of the data that's all coming from everywhere into blob storage. And the metadata about that telemetry is going into Azure SQL DocumentDB. And then we also have so that was the code path. And we have a hot path where we want this to be processed in real time as the data is coming in as well for us to react to it. So goes into web jobs, processing, and also into the web app for us to see how the data is looking in real time. The final one here is just Azure Active Directory. In our case, we just sign in with the same, I sign in with the same credentials as I had for my Azure Azure subscription, which is backed by Azure AD. But of course, you can see how you could have your own domain with your own users to be able to let them sign in here. So this is the remote monitoring example, right? And we have another one, the predictive one, and then we're adding more and more the more we find out the needs of customers for reference architectures like this. And of course, on the device side, we have a whole lot of devices with the SDKs for your devices, anywhere from just a C-based connections that you need to embed into the chips of your devices, all the way through to a C-sharp application like I'm going to show you soon. Cool. So let's have a look again in a little bit more detail that Azure IoT Suite, what it does and what it looks like. So that's me here. You saw this morning where I can create it, just azureiotsuite.com. There's one existing there, the one that we have, but I can go into it and choose predictive maintenance or remote monitoring. Remote monitoring, you see it has, like I showed this morning, a few things: Stream Analytics, IoT Hub, storage, app services, event hubs, and et cetera, right? But from there, then what it creates, it also gives you a solution. So you can deploy this via IoT Hub, AzureIoTSuite.com, or you can just go to GitHub, and it has all the scripts in there that it uses to create this for you as well. So if you want to do it yourself without going through this site, we have the whole, in this case, remote monitoring architecture existing there for you to also deploy. So if you just look for Azure IoT remote monitoring, you'll find it there. And the code behind it looks like this. So we have a few things: common processors, web jobs. And this here is the one that will process an event, so event processor module. And then it creates an action. And basically, what it does is, if it's triggered and the rule output is the right one, it will execute a logic app for the temperature. So it's pretty basic, but they have built quite a lot of best practices into this, so it's worth looking into if you're creating an IoT suite or an IoT solution. Then what happens on the server side is it also goes through Stream Analytics. So remember in the architecture graph that I had there, it goes into Stream Analytics to split out the data. So it basically gets inputs from both telemetry stream and from the blob storage where the data is going into, goes through this query that unions everything, and then splits it out into both a hub and a monitoring solution. So you can use this to collect the data and then stream it out to those two paths that we saw on the site. Cool, so that's basically what a little bit more that I wanted to show from the IoT suite perspective. We'll come back to another demo pretty soon. All right, so the next one is the Azure IoT Hub itself. So that's the one that connects to your devices. And it has quite a lot of really cool support for connecting to your devices, messaging, authenticating into the devices. At the moment, you can use, pretty soon you'll be able to use a SAS token and certificates as well. But at the moment, you have the connection that string that you get from Azure, and you can say, this connection string is only for reading data from Azure, this IoT Hub. This one is just for sending data to Azure without being able to manage anything. So you have some level of control, and then you just put that connection string into the code that's running on your devices, and so on and so forth, right? So let's have a look at a couple of examples, again, from the hub and the device SDK. Cool. So we have here our trusty little Azure guy with the fan. And one thing that I'll show you here is, at the moment, I have it sensing the temperature. So it keeps going between 33 and 36 degrees. Oh, it just jumped to 46 as I got near it. So I'll unplug this device, the one in the back, the one with the sensor. So this is currently sending all the temperature up to Azure. I'll disconnect it for now. And what I'll do is, in Visual Studio, I'll pretend like I am that device. So that's running Windows IoT Core. And it basically has a very similar code in it running at the moment. And basically, just like I showed this morning with the NPM packages, here I'm just using NuGet packages from C Sharp. It's connecting to the device and the IoT hub, saying that I'm this specific device that I have configured here in the app config, sensor 3. And we are going to start sending a temperature of 38.7 degrees, right? So basically, it's just going to keep sending. The current temperature is 38.7. So that's what it's sending up now. You can see temperature 38.7 and a few other things like humidity and et cetera. So here, after a while, we should see the temperature. Basically, it's already jumped up to 38.7 there. So while before it was sensing the actual temperature of the room, now it's just getting that new telemetry. So this is how easy it is, you know, to get the SDK from a .NET perspective and start pretending like you're a device. Cool? And now on the other side of things, we have how to send commands to it. So that's on this side. And the command that I'm going to send at the moment here, it's pretty similar to the one in the morning. Just send the command fan on, and maybe we can send, you know, LED red. Oops, let me uncomment that. And once I run this, it's basically going to send that command to say change device state with the commands that I've determined. And again, instead of pretending to be the sensor, now this is actually sending a command to the cooler, which is the one with the fan, right? So I'll start here and switch over to the view here just to see if it's actually going to send the command to my fan. So starting it up, sent the command, and hopefully this will send the command to my device and get the fan started, right? Pretty straightforward, but it's a way that you can see, instead of going through the Azure function or something, this is a simple C# code that you can get to send a command to a device that's connected to the Azure IoT Hub. And I don't know if you can see it there, but the red light also went on. You can? All right. Sweet. So that was it from those two. Pretty straightforward, but that's how you connect both from the service and from the client side of things to pretend like you're a device and to send a command to a device as well.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. So let's have a look at the announcements that we made recently about, so if you're already using IoT hubs, then this might be the part that's a little bit new for you. IoT hub device management. And this is where, at the moment, the main scenario here is for you to be able to update the firmware on the device. But they're looking at adding even more things there. And you can also then organize and update the devices based on hierarchy. So I'll go into a little bit more detail on it on this later on. We also announced the Gateway SDK. And this is basically, this is an SDK that helps you build a gateway on premises for your solution. It won't, it's not a like an end solution, but it helps you create the gateway for you to do cross-platform between on-premises to Azure and vice versa, or translation of protocols. Say if, for example, you only have devices that work with Bluetooth, and Azure won't be able to, of course, connect to, we don't have a Bluetooth super antenna, you know, getting to all of the devices in the world. So it's, you use this gateway to translate from the what your Bluetooth device is creating and send that up to Azure. And it's really nice that it allows you to create basically a pipeline that gets all the events that are coming from your devices, go through this pipeline, and you can create multiple processors before it gets sent to Azure. So you can do a filtering or translate between multiple protocols or whatever you like. Azure IoT Starter Kits, and I'll cover those in a few moments. And then finally, a few new regions that were announced, and we're expanding that pretty quickly as well. So the device management, so there's quite a lot in here. The one I mentioned before is the updating the software and the firmware and the configuration on the devices that you have. It's based on this lightweight device management protocol, OMA LWM2M, and you can. One cool feature that I like is the grouping of devices into custom topology. So imagine if you have, continue on the temperature, for example, you have a building like this that has quite a lot of different floors, and each floor you have different rooms, and in the rooms you have the actual sensors in the rooms, right? So you want to be able to say for the whole of level 6. Of this building, turn the fans on to raise the temperature up to 2 degrees or something like that. So this will allow you to be able to manage, send commands, get different telemetry grouped into specific groups. And you can define those groups any way you like. And then it also helps you with role-based access control as well. And then this also helps enable the coordination with the operations teams as well, the ones that are actually working with the devices. Device management, you can enroll devices and look at the properties that you have. So a device will let you know what operations you can make on it, organize them, and commission and decommission devices. So let's have a look at what we have to offer. So from the device side, we have two things. We have a management SDK, a library for the management, and the other is the library for connecting to Azure IoT Hub itself. At the moment, they are separate, but they're going to become the same SDK pretty soon. And so that's what you embed into your device as part of the code that you're creating for that device to connect. And then on the Azure side, what IoT Hub can do is we have basically this definition of a device, an object, so it's sort of like a ghost image of the device, all the devices that you have, so that you can get the device state and what the device is doing without having to always keep going back to the device, right? So this is a system that keeps track of that. And then we have a set of APIs, which are the new ones that we introduced for you to manage them. So this is, for example, the registry one. This is the one that we had before, where you can add, create, delete devices. A new thing that we added is that now you can manage that in bulk. So we enable you to do multiple devices. Imagine having to add each device that you have manually into Azure before it will accept that device to connect to it. So now you can load them in bulk. And the other one is the one I mentioned before, so creating groups, deleting, you know, working with groups of devices. And you can now query as well, so you can add tags to your devices or look at the properties of devices and then be able to find all the devices that match a specific tag or have a specific property. And then finally, you can kick off a job, a device job, which is what I talked about before, about updating a service or updating the firmware on the device. So we'll have a look at this pretty soon. And then from there, the rest of your Azure solution comes in with code that you've written or taken advantage of all of those features. So like I said, device job. So what we have at the moment is firmware. So you have a job that's called update or firmware update. It's set to start it against a specific list of devices or a specific device itself. On the device side, then the Azure IoT Management SDK will download that URI, and then you have to have code inside the code of your device itself to finally put it somewhere, because we don't know what your device is fully capable of. So where are you going to store it? Are you going to keep in memory, write it to a file, and then kick off the update, and et cetera? So you download the firmware, let Azure know that we're done with that, and then it keeps monitoring it until, once it's downloaded, you can decide when the firmware is updated, so you can keep that separate. Then once you tell it to apply the update, it updates it, and you keep checking until it reconnects after it restarts. Or if it doesn't, or if it has failures, it will also alert Azure, and you can then say, you'll send a tech in there to see what happened to the device. So it's a full workflow or a job that you can do against one or hundreds or millions of devices that you might have in your IoT solution. This is the first one of the jobs, but there you can see how we could create multiple different types of jobs. So from the Gateway SDK, like I mentioned before, it's very helpful if your devices don't speak TCP/IP. If you need to create a very specific barrier of security between your devices and Azure, so you can write your own code to see what the connectivity is between the two. Translate protocols, transform data. Maybe your devices are sending some weird data. You want to normalize it into JSON or something that goes up to Azure. And of course, because it's right there, the gateway sits in the same network as your devices, then it will have low latency as well. Then almost there. This one is some of the starter kits that we announced. The cool thing, what I liked about them, you can buy a Raspberry Pi already, but these kits, they come with some samples as already that help you get connected to Azure IoT and Azure IoT Hub. So we have some that will run on Windows 10, some that will run with Arduinos and Linux and RTOS as well. So quite a few options there if you want to get started. They're not very expensive, so you can pretty quickly get started and play around with it if you like. So that's the URL there at the bottom, azure.com/IoT starter kits. And during build and recently we announced a few new regions. So we have basically US, the regions in Europe and APAC are all available for IoT Hub. Japan, Australia, Germany, IoT Hub, and IoT Suite will be coming in a little bit later this year. China, which is a pretty big one, that's coming later this year. The same with India. And then here in the UK, it will be coming. So IoT Hub, it's Q4, so the last quarter, we're getting there, another couple of quarters. And then IoT Suite pretty early next year. For full support on the UK data center, the new one here. All right. And that's basically it. It was a really quick run through. I know that there's a lot more in there and you want to see me here for the rest of the day. But I think we're done. And we just have a short break and then we're going to go to Q&A. All right. Thank you.